Question one, what are the four major types of behaviors or measures involved in statistical analysis? What procedures can influence which of these we have in a given data collection? How can the data analyst know which type or types are involved in a particular study? Well, the two big kinds that we worry about are quantitative and qualitative. Quantitative variables, different values mean different amounts of the underlying construct. Qualitative variables, different values mean different kinds of the underlying construct. We have to be careful because in databases, both of them tend to be represented with numbers. One and two may mean one of something versus two of something, or one and two might be men and women. The other two variable types that we want to pay attention to are binary and ordered category. Binary is a qualitative variable with two categories. The reason I've drawn binary closer to quantitative is that there is very little disagreement that you can treat a binary variable as a quantitative variable in most of the statistics that we have looked at. For example, the mean of a binary variable makes sense. So does its standard deviation. The mean of a binary variable, the decimal part tells us the proportion of the sample in the higher coded group. That's meaningful. We can use that. If you tell me you coded men 1 and female 2 and you've got a mean of 0.75, 3/4 of your sample was female. It's a meaningful value. We can also stick binary variables in as quantitative variables in any of the statistical models, which means, yes, you can actually run a correlation if you have two binary variables, but on the test, if I give you two binary variables, I want you to tell me a chi-square. I want you to stick to the basic process, but there is some flexibility. Ordered categories are when you have multiple qualitative variables and they line up. They order. Classic examples are the grading system. A, B, C, D, F. Ordered categories. Different values mean different kinds of performance, but they line up roughly. There is more of an ongoing argument about whether ordered category variables can be treated as quantitative or if they need to be treated as qualitative. We'll do more of that as we go. What procedures can influence which of these are in a given data collection? The choice of the researcher, the data collector, or the data coder. When we're talking about how a variable is operationalized, that's typically the researcher's choice. How does the data analyst know which types are involved in a particular study? Hopefully, it's expressed in the data set. The rule that we've used is quantitative variables don't get value labels. Qualitative variables do get value labels. But the idea is that you've got to know what kind of variable you have in your data set, often by just plain old asking the people who built that data set, built the questionnaire, or whatever.